Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Every week we read another news story about the problems with access to our coastal islands, that's our Outer Banks. Last year, Hurricane Sandy and two other storms pushed water again across Highway 12, cutting access, cutting that road to shreds just one more time. The channel across Hatteras Inlet filled up recently, forcing the closure of the ferry between Hatteras and Ocracoke. And then there's Bonner Bridge, which connects Hatteras Island to the mainland. It's closed, been closed for repairs often. And as the Oregon Inlet moves southward, that bridge's support system is washing away. And then there are the stories about the planned ferry toll increases that will, of course, penalize island residents and working people. When is all this uncertainty going to end? Never, says retired East Carolina University geology professor Stanley Riggs and his co-authors in The Battle for North Carolina's Coast, Evolutionary History, Present Crisis, and Vision of the Future, a book published by UNC Press. Well, it is never, says Riggs, unless North Carolina's decision makers come to grips with certain facts about the long-term future of our barrier islands and other coastal areas. Riggs explains, shoreline erosion is the direct product of long-term sea level rise. It's ongoing for the past 18,000 years. As the Earth's climate warms, the vast continental ice sheets melt and recede, and the waters flow back into the oceans, causing the sea level rise. In response, according to Riggs, the Outer Banks have been migrating from a point 60 miles east of where they are now, just gradually moving towards our coast, and they'll keep moving as long as our climate continues to warm. He says to maintain a viable coastal economy and preserve the natural resources, our leaders must understand and adapt to the natural dynamics of change as they affect a mobile coastal system. He says that the present approach of unlimited economic growth and development will result in an ever-increasing conflicts and catastrophes. According to Riggs, one or two more major storms could lead to the collapse or disintegration of portions of the barrier islands. So, does Riggs propose that all people simply move away from the Outer Banks and let nature take its course? Not exactly. Riggs does favor discontinuing the efforts to maintain most of Highway 12 and abandoning plans to repair or replace the Bonner Bridge. And because Highway 12 is doomed, he thinks, so the extraordinary efforts to preserve it should end. But he suggests a system of sustainable tourism based on an understanding of that changing shoreline. In place of Highway 12 and the Bonner Bridge, he would have a system of small ferries that would serve the communities on Hatteras and Ocracoke and other parts of the Outer Banks that will prove to be stable enough to survive indefinitely. Riggs's suggestions for actions may be more moderate than those of other scientists, but they sound too radical to those tough Outer Bank residents who have proved over and over again for centuries that they will fight hard to keep anybody and any ocean from taking away what little they have. This is D.G. Martin.